What's going on versus community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's Vernly, baby.
And still coming down off the high of Gen Con, coming into the part two for the AEW set. This team is the bad guys, or the evil team called the Heels. And to start off the cards, let's talk about the equipment, because the equipment have both team affiliations for faces and heels, which means both those teams can use them. So starting off with the zero cost equipment, the table, it is one of a kind. All four of these equipments are one of a kind. The superpower for the table is any turn combat broken in half, any turn combat red. If equipped characters defending a melee attack, stun an attacker and KO the table. And I'm gonna just go through these four, Burn.
All right.
So we had the table, now we got the chair. Cold hard steel, any turn combat green. This is a melee combat. Equipped character has plus six to this turn and can use this power any number of times each turn. We got the AEW World Championship belt. Keyword, gotta earn it. Equip this only to a champion, and you'll see the word champion next to their name. Next to the subtitle main character, it'll say champion. I think all the main characters are champions except two. And the other equipment, or the other keyword, gold looks good on me. At the start of your main phase, put three plus one counters on equipped character. And everybody's favorite that we've seen the most, baseball bat. AEW cost one, baseball bat cost one. Baseball bat grand slam. When the bat is ready, equipped character may exhaust it to get plus four attack during a melee combat anytime you could take an action. So what that basically means is if you're in a melee attack and somebody plays a defensive plot twist and you need a combat pump, you then would exhaust the baseball bat to get plus four attack. The baseball bat works on offense and defense. So if you attack somebody and stun them and you still have the baseball bat equipped and the baseball bat is not exhausted, that means that you can exhaust it on defense to give your character a boost in attack if you need to as well. So the baseball bat stays ready until you exhaust it. And of course, at the start of your turn, when everything else readies, the baseball bat would ready. So thoughts on the equipment, Fern?
They're all good. That's for starters.
Yep.
They're all good. It's a good thing they're one of a kind. The table is dumb, especially because it's free. I
Yep.
get that if your opponent has range, they can get around it. I guess that's the explanation for it, but just outright stunning a melee attacker is kind of crazy. The chair is a little bit less ridiculous, but is also ridiculous if you have the green to pay for it. The bat is more useful than it sounds when you actually play it can be used in a lot more a lot bigger variety of ways on both offense and defense that, than you think. You start planning and start realizing, oh, I can do this. Like it's, you know what's crazy? It's like different on every character that you put it on,
It is, yeah.
which is interesting to me. And then the belt is basically a cheaper version of Chimichanga's, a much cheaper version of Chimichanga's.
For sure. Definitely a cheaper version.
With one less counter, but three less cost, and it's one of a kind. So they're all good. That's pretty much what I have to say.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so no, you pretty much covered it. I do like that you always see the baseball bat because Sting is going to get it from your hand, or he's going to get it from the KO pile or from the deck. So you always see the baseball bat, you know.
You literally
Yeah,
always
always see it. Because I haven't
see
seen
the
a deck with
baseball
anybody
bat.
not playing Sting. So you're going to always see the baseball bat. And
I have been
rightfully,
going through a
it makes
game.
sense.
Have you gone through a game where you haven't seen the bat played at least twice?
Nope, not once. Not no all those league games we played at Gen Con, if somebody had a AEW deck, they had the bat. And they kept using the bat because it's cheap. You know what I'm saying? It's cheap and it's a stick for +4. You're like, okay. Like I'm with it. So, but moving on to our the six main characters for heel, this mess in order, it is not. Oh, look at that. Okay. Can I No, it's not. Okay, so we'll just start with Adam Cole because he's the first one I got pulled up here. So we got Adam Cole, level 1, 1, 6, 5 health. He has boom, superpower, any turn combat green. Adam Cole gets +1 this combat for each resource on your side. His level up condition, Bebe, level up 9 XP. When a supporting character appears, Adam Cole gains 1 XP for each of its printed powers. His level 2. He is 212, 5 health, still has boom, and he has Panama Surprise, main phase yellow until your next turn. Adam Cole has flight and pays 1 less power symbol the first time he uses each of his superpowers each turn. Okay, that sounds kind of ridiculous. Not cool on his stats, 1-6 and 212. But I do understand you flip the yellow for the green to be free. So that's something. Thoughts on Adam Cole?
The only reason I didn't play Adam Cole in the AEW tournament is because they made us use Fearless. I think he's at least top three in the box. And I understand that he's defensive, but once you level, he's no longer defensive because you're pretty much going to be able to get a huge attack boost every turn. Because
Yeah.
if you don't, even if you don't have the yellow to make the first power free, you probably have something to just use it anyway. So you pretty much go from trying to avoid wounds for probably three turns. Granted, you may be able to level up on three, so it might only be two turns. Like if you can possibly level up on three, because if you get a one drop out and then you get a hook out, you probably only need to play one more character on two to level. So then he instantly starts just swinging hard every turn. And he's got 12 defense, which he may be one of the few characters that may be able to avoid a wound going up against somebody in this set without paying the earth.
Because they said that Fearless is gonna hit pretty hard, pretty hard. So, okay, interesting take. Because, like I said, the original stats is just unappealing, and there for me, there aren't enough defensive cards in this set, particularly. Well, of course, we were just playing League to warrant him getting played. There's other characters to me that have a better payoff. You know, like I said, once he does level, even if you did take a few wounds, you know, Scully does exist, Group does exist, so you can get some of that health back. So moving on to Bryan Danielson, he is 446 health. The American Dragon main phase red. Bryan Danielson has flight and range this turn, and level up. The Perfect Wrestler level up 2 XP. When Bryan Danielson wins a combat, he gains 1 XP. Bryan then on level 2, he's 766 health. Keeps American Dragon, and he has Kick Your Head In. Any turn combat green, but Bryan Danielson wins this combat, the enemy player discards two random cards. Now this guy I definitely like because no one on this in this no, I won't say no one, but there's very few characters that have flight and or range. Very few for logical reasons. So being able to flip a red and get flight and range is huge because you know it gets you access to the back row. Especially if you're already 7-6 with range, chances are you're going to be able to stun somebody in the mid to early game because his level up is a piece of cake. You know, so thoughts on Bryan Danielson?
agree with everything you just said if you're only playing AEW Bob
Right.
character.
If you
Once you
only play
take him
AEW.
outside, once you take him outside into the whole metaverse, his level up becomes much harder
Yep.
and playing him becomes much harder. That being said, that's a good character. I like him.
Okay. And moving on to Dr. Britt Baker. What is DMD?
Some type of, and I think she might be a dentist or
Oh, okay.
something. I don't know, bro.
Gotcha. Okay. So level one, she's 335 health. She's got role model, main phase, earth. Put a plus one counter on a supporting character on your side equal to Dr. Britt Baker attack. Level up, the doctor will see you now. Level up 4 XP. When a character gets wounded, Britt Baker DMD gains 1 XP. Okay. Level two, she's 665 health. She still has role model, which of course doubles in strength because now her attack is 6 instead of 3. But she also has lockjaw, any turn combat, red, choose an enemy character in the combat and put a minus one counter on it for each printed power it has. That's pretty strong. She's altering stats for your support characters, and she's altering stats for any for a character that's attacking her. That's pretty strong because if they got 2-3 powers and they got 2-3 defense, that could be an instant stun. No, it doesn't even matter if it's flat or range. Thoughts on Britt Baker?
You get it. She's really good.
Yeah.
They made one of her powers an earth, so you can't exploit heal, but she's yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the few mains that gets better outside of the AEW because you gotta be able to have supplies. You can just put her in the back and
Yeah, I
get
agree.
those 6 counters, and that's crazy.
Yeah. So, and let's see here. Now we have Jade Cargill. She is 345 health. She has the superpower Jade Brand, any turn combat, red, resolve the combat. And the level up condition, green like money, 6 XP. At the start of your main phase, Jade Cargill gains 1 XP for each green location on all sides. That's a piece of cake. Jade Cargill, level 2, 765 health, still has Jade Brand, but her superpower now, her additional superpower now is Jaded, main phase, 6 greens. KO an enemy main character that Jade Cargill stunned in combat this turn. Okay, so thoughts on Jay Cargill?
Man, I hate to say this, man. Throw this MC in
I
the
think that red ability only is going to work or make a difference when you're using the green ability. Needing 6 greens? Jeez, that's rough. I mean, how do you even get, you can't even get those 6 greens. You'd have to use classic Loki to go get the special locations. Like, I don't know. I think Frenchie easier than this.
A's. And
Yeah.
she's on green, so you can't even use like Killian the booster attack
Right.
to
You'd
like, I
have to
mean, the
use his
booster stats.
wilds.
To, she's so, her stats are horrible.
Right.
It's so she's gonna be dead on turn five, and you need six. Use up six greens. Use up ability.
Yeah.
No, and it's just
Because neither one of
and.
these superpowers are going to work on average combat to even keep her alive. So now that means you're going to need a ton of plot twists and a ton of counters, and there's already counter hate in photo. You know, so basically, you're going to sit her in the back row, have your support characters do everything until the opportunity shows itself that you can get to the main and flip all the greens. Then attack the main and then flip the red to resolve the combat and KO the main. That's what this is basically telling
None of that makes sense.
me. Oh no, I didn't say it makes sense. I'm
But
just
that's
saying.
what I'm saying. The fact that that's what she's supposed to be doing with her doesn't make sense.
And you don't have the search to do it. You don't have a way to get six greens. You know what I'm saying? To be able to pull that off consistently. So she may be fun at kitchen table, maybe. But I think there's some other characters in here that's fun at the kitchen table, let alone competitive.
I think she just dies.
I think she dies too. I'm
Hey,
just talking
she
about
needed
from,
six health
right, she did. Yeah. But I think they
and
didn't want
better
to give her six
stats.
health because of that ability, but she's in photo. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe two photo sets later, three photo sets later, we get some stuff that helps her, get those greens. I don't know. So we got MJF. He is level 1, 4, 3, 5 health. And he has superpower, Salt of the Earth, Bill's Beige Yellow. Spend any amount of recruit points, search your deck for an evil character with that cost or less, and put it onto your side. Level up condition better than you, 3 XP. When MJF attacks, if the attacker's total attack is greater than the defender's attack, he gains 1 XP. Now, in a closed environment, this is hard to pull off. It's a little bit easier when you know you have more combat pumps, you have stuff like Glad to See Me, and Rampage, which I think we'll be talking about later. But his level 2, he's 410, 5 health, superpower, and you know it, main phase. Nope, hold on. Did I read Salt of the Earth, Bill Phase Yellow?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you lose Salt of the Earth. And then you get oh, I see. Better than you is the XP condition. And then continuing better than you and you know it is on level 2. Main phase, 3 Earths for the rest of the game. When MJF attacks, he gains attack this combat until his attack is higher than the defender's attack. He can only use this power once each game. And he has Dynamite Diamond Ring, main phase 3 reds for the rest of the game. If MJF wounds a defender in combat, it gains an additional wound. He can only use this power once each game. This is pretty good. I get that he's going to take some hits, but fortunately, he doesn't have to stun anybody. I hate that he's on Earth for the one ability. Because you need the Earths and the Reds to get the job done. Because without the Earths, you're not going to put any pressure on anybody because your attack is only 4. But like I said, once you flip 3 Earths, every time you attack, you're going to be able to strike somebody if they don't have a combat pump. But that Dynamite Diamond Ring, yeah, that's a problem. I think I used that on somebody in League. And I think he had 4 wounds and I used that because I'd already flipped the Earths and then I flipped the Reds. So I was able to wrap the game up in League. This risky business in tournament setting though. Thoughts on MJF?
I disagree with you.
With what?
How much health does he have? I didn't catch that.
5.
5 health.
Yeah.
But he's 6 defense. I mean, no, he's low defense on 1, but high defense on 2.
Right. He stays 4 attack. He's 3 defense
Okay.
on 1 and 10 defense on 2.
So here's why. I don't think his level up is that hard.
No,
Because
I agree. Yeah. That's why I said about, Rampage.
But even without Rampage, right? So he has the ability to search for an evil character. So if you at least have the early part of your curve, have them be foot characters, chances are when you team attack on a character,
Heal.
your total attack, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. Why did I say foot? What is this?
Heal. Oh, you can team attack is what you're saying. I didn't pay
Yeah.
attention to that. If your team attack total is greater than the defender's attack, he gains 1 XP. I get you. Okay, that makes
Right.
sense.
And on
Yeah.
top of that, most MCs don't have 4 attacks, so you might not even have to do that. So I
And
think his
most of them are
level
not
up
able to
is.
boost their attack up either.
Yeah.
It's usually boosting their defense. So yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah, because he needs to attack three times, but that's fine. He'll be level on turn, on turn three. And keep in mind, he's going to level during the attack, which means he'll bump
Right.
up to 10 defense. So he may take a couple of wounds on turn, his first attack and second attack, but at third attack, he's going to level while attacking.
Right.
So definitely keep that in mind. But yeah, now that
Not
I
to
see
mention,
it
you can
says
go Berserker
attackers
too.
total. Right, I played
Yeah.
Berserker when I played him.
Man, how many of these mains did you play, man?
I played almost all of them.
Oh, man, you was getting it
Dude, Magneto was waxing folks. I was getting games in while we was doing the Gen Con, while we was doing the tourney.
in. Yes, I remember. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I was over with some of them games in like 10 minutes, and folks still had 25 minutes to go. So I just was just rolling through these MCs because let's see, out of the heals, I think I played three or four of these heal characters. I played almost all of the faces. But yeah, now that you mentioned that, I like MJF and his ability to search is definitely good. And since you got the yellows, just out of curiosity, who was using yellows in photo?
Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Oh, Diana Fowley is using yellow to make your spacer Earth one less green. I
Oh no.
completely forgot about that. And she evil. So you can search for her. Oh, snap. Ah, see? See? All right. He definitely just got better. He definitely just got better. So let's see. And she's a one
Yeah,
drop.
that definitely changes.
Oh boy. It definitely does. So let's see. Rocket and Tony. Nah, I use none of them. Iron Man on four. You got Sharon Carter, but I ain't use none of them with no AEW characters.
Nope.
Nah. 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 Yeah, we done. We done. Okay. Diana Fowley it is. So, but yeah. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. Because, like I said, being able to team attack and have the attack greater is making it way easier for him to get the job done. And, like I said, he, of course, also gets the boost from Rampage. So, moving on to Malachi Black, our last MC here. He is level 1255 health, skilled striker, any turn combat, red. Malachi Black strikes two additional times this combat. And his level up, House of Black, level up 6 XP. When an evil character on your side attacks, Malachi Black gains 1 XP. Oh, that's a piece of cake. Let's see. Then when he levels up, he's 5-9-5 health, and he still has skilled striker, but he gains Black Mist. Main phase Earth. Choose an enemy character Malachi Black could melee attack. It can't attack on its next turn. You can use this power any number of times each turn. Okay, that's kind of bogus. So you mean that means you could keep flipping these Earths? That's got COS written all over it.
Yup.
You keep flipping these Earths so multiple people can't attack. It's an expensive version of Iceman. Thoughts on Malachi Black?
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't know how good it is. It's definitely functional.
Yeah. Him striking
You
two
have to.
additional times is an interesting way to put it, because he can, if he gets team attacked and you flip that red, it's like a expensive monstrous.
Yep.
So him only having five, but if you got Berserker, he'll be 6'10" when he attacks. And if you get the championship belt, of course he's putting. Oh, he's not a champion. Okay, him and Adam Cole are. Not, oh wait, Brian Davidson isn't a champion either. Okay. So they got
I
three.
think most of the I think most of the heels champions are supporting characters. I
Gotcha.
could be wrong though.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just talking. I don't know. I
I
don't know
didn't
nothing
pay no
about
attention.
AEW.
I didn't pay no attention if support characters are even champions.
None of the face supporting characters are.
None of the heels are either. I'm flipping through them now. So it's just main characters. And four of the heel characters are champions. So, but yeah, I'm gonna test this guy out. It's interesting. Like I said, it says he can strike two additional times, so three strikes.
So he can do that on defense.
Yeah, it's any turn combat.
Okay, that's probably the best. But is how high is his defense on turn one? I mean, level one.
Level one, he's 2'5". Level two, he's 5'9".
I mean, if you can get somebody to team attack against him somehow, now you're talking. I don't know. I think there's a formula there somewhere to make him really good.
I agree.
But
I agree.
it's a different type of it's a different approach to a main that's supposed to be aggressive. I'll put it like that. Because he's obviously supposed to be aggressive.
But Black Mist is doing the opposite because it's saying, oh, they can't attack on their turn. So,
His stats are too.
right. You would think his stats would be like 8'6" or something like that, 8'5", like Shao Kahn. But like I say, he's got defensive stats, but he's striking. It's like they want you to pay to stun somebody. Well, that's an expensive proposition. When other characters just swinging and being a threat. And I'm
Yeah.
noticing that a lot, that about half these characters, like MJF, Malakai Black, Adam Cole, it's like you gotta pay to do regular stuff. So that to me is a little bit, it seems like a little bit expensive. But last
COS
thoughts on the
a
MCs?
great, like you said, COS seems like a great idea.
Yep. All right, cracking into the support characters. So we got 14 support characters and then three plot twists. So starting off, we got one cost Hook, 311 health. Keyword send Hook during your build phase. If a faces or heal supporting character appeared on your side this turn, you may put Hook from your hand onto your side. Red Rum, any turn combat red, choose an enemy character into combat to get minus three attack this combat. And we got Nyla Rose, one cost, 0-2, 2 health. The native beast, when Nyla Rose appears or recovers, she gets plus four attack this turn. Thoughts on the one drops?
Nyla Rose is really good. Nyla Rose is really good. And Hook is really good. So,
Yep.
yeah.
Yeah, Hook bails you out like all the time because your ability to swarm, just because you played Hook, you wouldn't think a one drop would make that much of a difference, but it does. It really does. So, but yeah, I think both of them are solid. I actually like Hook a little bit better, not only because he's free and three attack, but if Nyla Rose goes beyond being out for one turn, then she's useless. She's a 0-2. So you have to use her the turn she either appears or recovers. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, you do, but
Yeah.
I've never had a situation where I didn't, so.
Right, I know what you mean, but I've seen it happen when we was playing League. I was playing League where somebody had the attack, and there was team attacking or something like that, but they didn't need her, and I struck somebody else. Well, now she's on the field, and she don't do nothing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, she's 0-6. I'll swing whoever into her whenever I get a chance, because now they want you to stun her so she can recover and have four attack. So moving on to the two drops, we got Matt Hardy, 341 health, superpower big money. Bill Phase Green, gain a recruit point. Matt Hardy can use this power any number of times each turn. And now we have Andrade El Idolo. And he is 222 health.
What
He
did you
has
say?
Idolo. Idolo.
And I don't even know what she's talking about.
The character, the level two. The two drop character.
Okay. I don't have
Andrade
the
El
cards. I don't
Idolo.
have the cards in front of me, so I don't know if
Oh,
you said it correctly or not.
I'm not. I'm sure I'm
It
not.
don't sound right at all.
Not at all. So he's
You didn't take Spanish
two.
in high school.
No, I didn't. I did not. So he's got two cost, 222 health, leap, and moonsault. When Andrade leaps over at least one enemy character, he gets plus three this combat. So, no, I like that ability. I obviously, I think Andrade is going to be more used than Matt Hardy, but he's a stall character. You just want to keep him in the back or play him the turn before you use all those greens and bring somebody out for free, or bring out like a really big character early. So if I got an eight drop character, I play him on four and I got three greens, then on five, I could play an eight drop on five. Flip all my greens and play an eight drop. So it'll be interesting to see, what people want to pull off with him. These decks are already going to be so cramped with characters and plot twists and equipment. It's like, do you want to use the greens from your main for this dude? Because most people aren't going to be able to fit him in a deck. You're going to have a deck that's based around him, or a character that can facilitate what he's trying to do, basically. Thoughts on the two drops?
So, Mr. Leap guy is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. 5-5-4, and because AEW doesn't have flight, flying, leaping over somebody is a big deal. So five
He
five for two costs is
ridiculous.
huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Matt Hardy is trash in this box.
Right.
He, in this box, he's the worst card. You might be able to do something built around his ability outside the box,
Right. I
but
agree.
I'm not sure.
But the photo set's been hidden, so I'm sure something with photo will be coming up. So now moving on to the three drops. We got Ricky Starks, 361 health. He has leap and he has absolute superpower. Any turn combat red. This combat, Ricky Starks gains attack equal to his defense and defense equal to his attack. Keep in mind, he is gaining. So he's not just switching them. He's saying he is adding three defense to his six defense and he's adding six attack to his three attacks. When he flips the red, he would be 9-9. So you'd have to keep that in mind. He's not just switching it around. Ethan Page, the other three drop, 5-5-1 health. Keyword tag team, men of the year. During combat, you can power up Ethan Page with Scorpio Sky. When you do, draw a card. And all ego, Ethan Page can only team attack with Scorpio Sky. Thoughts on the three drops?
Absolute is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just putting one or two, you use this with the Berserker challenge, he gets out of hand real quick. 'Cause it's like you never stun this dude. He's always one or two defense higher than the person that's attacking. You got a team attack a three drop? Give me a break.
Your main just isn't your main is never safe when you're going against these cards.
Yep, I agree.
Ever. It doesn't matter what. You can play this card on turn eight and he's a threat to your main, to your opponent's main.
With one red, let alone counters, just flipping one red, he's a threat.
And that's not even counting whatever challenge
challenge
master
you got,
card you
right?
use. Like, this dude can literally strike for 18 with a red. That's
That
crazy.
is.
And the other guy, eh.
Yeah,
He all right.
I missed 5-5-4-3 drop. That okay, fine. Well, since I'm here, let's see if we got a photo. What's the average attack for 3-drop? Do we have any fives? Yeah, a few. You have anything higher? Oh, Falcon and the Gentleman. Anything higher than that? Nope. Okay, so he has a pretty strong 3-drop.
His stats decent,
Yeah.
but his tag team effect is trash. I mean,
Yeah, because
power up to and draw a card. I'm not doing that.
I'm not.
The Scorpio Sky is. We'll talk about him soon.
Right. We'll get to him in a second.
I'm not discarding that
For real. Me discarding a higher drop for a lower drop, you got to have a really good ability. Now, I'll discard a lower drop for a higher drop in all day because the game is moved forward. You know what I mean? But vice versa, nah, ain't happen. So moving on to the 4-drops here. We got Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson. So Matt Jackson, 6-4, 1 health, tag team Young Bucks. During combat, you can power up Matt Jackson with Nick Jackson. When you do, put 2 -1/-1 counters on an enemy character in the combat. Superpower, whatever it takes. Reaction Earth. When another character on your side gains one or more wounds, it doesn't gain any wounds instead. Nick Jackson, same deal. 6-4, 1 health.
Hold on. Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, Nick Jackson, 6-4, 1 health. Tag team Young Bucks. So during combat, you can power up Nick Jackson with Mac Jackson. And when you do, put 2 additional +1/+1 counters on Nick Jackson. So keep that in mind. Matt Jackson is dishing out negatives. Nick Jackson is dishing out positives for their tag team abilities. So now Nick Jackson has Super Kick Party, main phase Earth. If Nick Jackson is in your front row and ready, exhaust him and at least one other ready character in your front row. If you do, they all strike an enemy front row character. My 2 cents. Both of them is some of the best, is one of the best 4-drops in the game. Seriously. Between Quicksilver and Stillwell, this is some of the best 4-drops in the game right here. Thoughts on Nick Jackson and Mac Jackson?
The heel guy is awesome. The super kick party guy sounds fun, but I don't see myself starting the heel guy to do that.
No,
So.
no, 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 no. The Young Bucks, you discard in one but counters to the other. So Matt Jackson says you're powering up Matt Jackson with Nick Jackson to put 2 -1/-1 counters on an enemy character in the combat. That's the tag team. Nick
Oh, okay.
Jackson says for his tag team during combat, you're powering up Nick Jackson with Matt Jackson to get an additional to get a 2 additional +1/+1 counters on Nick Jackson. So those are keywords.
Okay, what a super kick party again.
Super Kick Party is a superpower main phase Earth. And that's when you exhaust, characters when he's in your front row and they're gonna combine to strike outside of combat. The heal ability on Matt Jackson is also an Earth. It's just a reaction ability.
Okay. Well, that power is pretty good, but
Oh yeah,
really
both of
the
them.
point
These are some of the strongest
of
4-drops in the game right here. Between the two of them, because you get an additional heal, because Scully is on 3, Matt Jackson is on 4, Root is on 6. That's gonna drag out some photo games. Most definitely gonna drag out some photo games. Like I said, Super Kick Party. I got all these people in the front row. I'm gonna exhaust them to strike outside of combat. Somebody that's too big for me to strike normally, and get them out the way. You know? Like, okay, that's fine by me. And let's say strike an enemy front row character. So your front row characters are substituting their attacking and getting stunned back to strike another front row character. That's basically what you're doing. But yeah, I like both of them. You're not gonna play one. You probably, unless you're focusing on the heal, you're usually not gonna play one without the other because you want the ability, you know, the negatives and the positives. So, and like I said, Super Kick Party is still a pretty good ability. Any additional thoughts on the fours?
Nope.
Okay, moving on to the fives. We got Scorpio Sky and we got Lance Archer. Scorpio Sky is 751 health and he has tag team men of the year. During combat, you can power up Scorpio Sky with Ethan Page. When you do, each enemy player discards a random card. Okay, and he has leap and he has head games, main phase. Yellow, rearrange an enemy player's formation. And Lance Archer is 582 health, Murder Hawk monster. When Lance Archer is defending against a melee team attack, he strikes with double his attack against each attacker. So this is Scorpio Sky has three abilities, but Lance Archer has like super monstrous. Thoughts on five drops.
Scorpio Sky superpowers is outstanding.
Yeah, it is.
Essentially game ending. Lance Archer's Lance Al Archer's keyword is so good that you'll never ever be able to use it.
Right, because they're not going to melee team attack him. Ain't nobody that stupid. Right.
Nobody's doing this. Who's going to team attack this dude, man? Unless you get in the game that same turn, nobody's doing this. So he's pretty much just useless. He's so good, he's useless. If that makes any
Yep,
sense.
it does. It does. Because people are going to be able to move him out the way. They're never going to attack him. When I used him, nobody ever attacked him. They just flew over him. I used stealth to go under him, you know, and
Ain't
that's pretty much
nobody
it.
messing with this dude. I'm like,
Right. It's like, get
why?
that
I'm
trash.
not gonna voluntarily lose.
Right,
I'm
right.
straight. You're
Yeah.
gonna have to come through me.
Yeah, that head games ability on Scorpio Sky is that's yeah. Between who was that? Zero, but the other team yanking the main to the front, and then Scorpio Sky rearranging the enemy player's formation. That's rough. That is rough. You know, so moving on to the six drops. We got Miro and we got Wardlow. So Miro is 972 health. The Redeemer, when Miro appears, enemy characters can't strike this turn. And Wardlow is 772 health, Power Bomb Symphony, main phase green, wound an enemy supporting character. Wardlow can use this power any number of times on the same character each turn. Okay, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous ability. Because I'm just going to keep flipping greens until somebody dead. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
the main phase ability, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I
Yeah,
mean,
you play somebody with three health, and I got three greens. I play this dude, I flip them greens. Your character gone. You know what I'm saying?
it helps you
And
get around a lot of guys that you wouldn't normally be able to get rid of, too.
right. And think
He'll
too.
take Raiden out, he'll take Liu Kang out.
Yep. And think too. If you played Hela on five, you play this dude on six, you're only gonna play one green. She gonna do the rest.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So in the box, I like Miro better because he's bigger and two health. But outside the box, Power Symphony gonna do some damage. That Power Symphony is definitely going to do some damage because if you whiff on Kotal Kahn on five, then you can play Wardlow on six and get similar results. You know? So yeah, this
Yeah.
is I think both of them are good cards, but that's to be expected because, you know, you're later in the game, you definitely gonna need good cards. You're not just sitting back playing useless stuff. And so let's see. Let's get to the 7-drop. 1 7-drop. We got Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega is 992 health, one winged angel. When Kenny Omega appears, each enemy player chooses a face-up character on their side. Kenny Omega stuns those characters. Okay, all right. That's ridiculous. The Elite, any turn, any combat, yellow. If a character on your side is defending, cancel the combat, cancel the attack. Okay.
It's a great character that probably will never ever play because the game will be over already.
Probably.
It's a great character.
Yeah, he's a fantastic character. Both of his abilities are fantastic. One Wing Angel could be a little lopsided because somebody may just have like a 1 or 2 drop in the back and they just choose that character to stun. But if you've been keeping the field clear, especially if your challenge is lethal, then that means just keep in mind they have to choose, your enemy has to choose a face-up character on their side. It doesn't say a face-up supporting character. So if you've been keeping their field clear because you've been lethaling everybody with either the challenge lethal or Hella or power bomb or whatever, and somebody has their field, with face down characters, or they attacked and their main is still face up, you play Kenny, they have to choose their main. He comes in and could possibly end the game just from showing up. So, like, yeah, that's a they really brought the heat in more ways than one with these with both of these teams. Like I said, I lean a little bit more towards the heels team for the aggro, but also because I really like their plot twist. Any thoughts on the supporting characters before we move to the plot twist?
I think the support characters are really strong. I think that overall though, I think they have more weaker characters than the faces do. But it doesn't matter because you'll just play the good ones. The good ones are really good, so.
Right. Yeah. So 3 plot twists here. We have Dark, main phase. Choose a character on your side. It gets +2/+2 on stealth this turn. And we have Rampage, any turn combat. Choose a character on your side in the combat to get +3/+3 this combat. After the combat resolves, put a -1/-1 counter on it. And Heat, any turn combat. Choose a supporting character on your side in the combat. When it wins this combat, put a +1 counter on it. Then it strikes a character who wasn't in the combat. Bruh. Bruh. All 3 of these are bangers. Like, all 3 of these plot twists are just ridiculous. Thoughts
Yep.
on the plot twist?
It's self-explanatory. Stealth and +2/+2 is obviously great. Rampage, I get an unwavering loyalty for the cost of a negative counter. Okay, I'll do that.
I'll do that.
That might save a wound, or it might give you a wound. Yeah, I'm doing that. Man, he,
This card is gonna get banned. Watch.
yeah, all of them are eventually.
Well, because this says choose a supporting character on your side in the combat. When it wins this combat, put a +1 counter on it. Then it strikes a character who wasn't in the combat. Well, later in the game, you're going to be striking main characters. It doesn't even say if it's a main or not. So you know you can choose a main character, but it doesn't say front row or back row either. So you could be in a melee attack, but then strike the character that they hide in the back row. And keep in mind, you get the counter before you strike. So they might have, giant defense or whatever. But if you're striking, let's see. 'Cause fearless is basically saying you're striking for double, right? That when you strike the main character, you're striking for double. So that means you're not even in combat with the main, but fearless, the challenge for fearless is still working in your favor. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I'm confused. Say that again.
So fearless says when a main character gets strike, they get struck for double, right?
Right.
So that means heat is allowing you to strike a main character if they're face up, no matter where they are, for double. Because let's see. Oh, I get it. Okay. It says it right here. While attacking a main character, you can strike with double. Okay. So you're not striking with double. Okay. So fearless
Yeah.
only kicks in while attacking. Okay.
Right.
Good to straighten that out. But considering how many counters, I mean, just Killian alone in some of these decks is going to completely change the deck. But heat is still a ridiculous card. Because you're
Yeah.
talking, you can use this, later in the game on some other character that's just huge. You just need a heal character out to be able to play it. So, and keep in mind too, you might just want to say, hey, I got this character, but I don't know. I don't want to take the wound. I'm going to yank one of their weak characters up front, win that combat with heat, put a counter on this character, and then strike their main outside of the combat. And they can't play nothing against it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of
Yeah.
usually using Scorpio Sky or using a Zero to pull them to the front. Use what's his face, Whiplash, to pull one of their weak characters to the front that you can win the combat against. And Whiplash can put a negative on them anyway. So go ahead, swing on that character, win the combat, get the counter, strike their main. And keep in mind, you still got characters like Ant-Man that's lowering these people's defense with negatives anyway. So you might be playing a couple of Ant-Mans before you play Heat and then pull that off. Like, oh, their defense was too high, but I got these Ant-Mans that's gonna bring them down to size. Okay. Like I said, Heat and Dark, man, all three of these. Like you said, Rampage can
Yeah.
like man, because we just went to a tournament and used Unwavering Loyalty in our mono decks with Magneto. So we know how strong plus three is. You know what I'm saying? Me and you had some of the highest win records, but of qualifiers. And part of it is because we had Unwavering Loyalty. So Rampage, you can't sit back and not pay attention to Rampage because you might get a negative counter. Now, plus three is a huge deal. Huge deal. So, any additional thoughts on the heels team?
I mean, it's, man, the whole box is good, man.
It's the whole. Dude, the whole box. This is a fantastic box. Like they was asking, like, what box do you want? Every time I played League, it was this one. AEW. That's how I got so many AEW boxes. The promos was so good. I wanted to get all my promos. All the promos I could get, so I played the league twice, which wound up giving me two more AEW boxes. So I'm like, all right, psh, and I'm fine with that because it was
Yeah,
just that good.
these cards are gonna see competitive play right away.
Immediately, whatever don't get banned in Ohio or whatever else is going on this year, we'll see it at midwinter, and it'll get banned after that. I think AEW is gonna get banned really quick. Really quick. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Because it's just that great of a set. And I think it's cool that the game, this set particularly, I was talking to Mark Shaughnessy. He was at the booth. He said, this is the first set that's actually sold out. Like, this game has been around for 7 years, and this is the first set that actually sold out. And they had to like get more. So I was like, man, cool.
Pretty amazing.
That is fantastic. That is great to hear. So it really is helping solidify versus in the community. And hopefully all those new players we saw that was playing AEW, because AEW sold out at Gen Con faster than anything. I had never seen anything sold out for versus before. I couldn't even get into that tournament because it was sold out. So I was like,
Yeah, that
okay.
was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh man,
This
this is like
AEW
devastating
tournament
here.
was on Saturday, so that means it was sold out before the last day.
Dude, it was sold out online way before Gen Con even started. Like, 'cause I got my tickets around what? March, when I got everything, it was sold out then. It was sold out when I first went to get my tickets. I was like, okay, this is crazy. This is crazy. So, like you said, it was like you said, there you have it. 'Cause that's fortunately the fans are not disappointed, because like I said, this box is just that good.
It's good for the game. I can see like some strictly wrestling fans might say, and I'm just throwing this out there because I don't even know I don't know the characters in AEW well enough to even be saying this, but maybe they might feel like the characters don't really match what's happening in the game. I can see where they might feel that way. I don't know. I would have to talk to somebody that's more of a general wrestling fan to understand that. But from a versus player that doesn't know or care about AEW, oh, these cards are just awesome. Just from execution.
Yeah, just integrating into the game, because the last thing you'd want is to have some set watering down the game just to exist. Looking at Buffy, because I'm like, all right, when we gonna see more Buffy characters? And we got the first evil, and we got the master, and that's pretty much it. And looking, waiting to see what they gonna do, what people gonna do with MK characters. But these
Maybe.
AEW, they gonna see play in tournaments immediately.
Be careful how you're talking about Buffy, because Bam gonna pull Buffy out and get to another finals.
That's all right. Bam the only one doing it though.
You ain't lying.
He the only one doing it. I'm like, where the rest of it at? So, but hey, it goes to show too that there's growth. Like, whatever they're doing, they're learning from it and they're moving forward. It's not like, well, this is what y'all did last time and it didn't work. It's not that type of thing. So, just seeing the game progress as far as power creep, but also as far as just style. Because I would have never thought a wrestling game would be in versus, but here we are, and I love this set.
Yeah, this is probably one of the best sets ever,
Yeah, I
honestly.
agree. Yeah. It's
Just
to the
in
point.
terms of the game.
You got some great mechanics in here, and like I said, it's just they really I like I don't know enough about wrestling, but as far as the game go, like you said earlier, they really did by right by the community that plays this game and what they delivered. So it'd be interesting to get comments from people that's actually wrestling fans and see what they say about it. But if you got some comments, You could drop them in the comment section below this this podcast, or you can join us on Discord and discuss it, the Facebook group, and of course, always send a message to us at Team Apex for the win. You spell it all out at gmail.com, and you can see our Patreon page at patreon.com/TeamApexFTW. But any last thoughts about the set?
No, sir. I can't
Okay.
wait to see how this is, see how this stuff is used, man.
Yep. Same. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. It's your boy Sel, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Vern.
And we'll see you guys later.